Beloved, welcome to the month of October. This is a glorious day. This is a glorious month. This is a month full of victory. And as we are treating, empowering you, this month you will be empowered. You will be empowered to prosper. You'll be empowered to settle every matter. You'll be empowered to walk according to God's will for your life, for your destiny and future. Your family is protected. Your family is shielded. You are guided by the mighty hand of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The word that will come forth will empower you, will prosper you, will protect you, will correct you, will instruct you, and will redirect you if need be in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay, we are looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17. I read, "You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this instruction was given when Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat of Judah, and all his people were facing an opposition that was beyond, way beyond their capability of fighting. So the word of the Lord came through one of the prophets in the midst, and this was what said. Now, as you are a child of God, as you're living in this year 2020, if you look outside, you see darkness, you see innumerable battles and problems and things that are waging war. But the will of the Lord for you is that you will not need to fight, but that you position yourself, you stand still, and then you'll see the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord God is with you. You know, and that is where you get your power. That is where you get the joy. That is where you get your strength. Knowing that the Lord is with you. The Bible also says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Can you imagine? Just close your eyes. And just think of the earth. Just picture the earth in the universe. I mean, we have all seen pictures of the black with all the stars, the universe. And then you see this ball of blue and white in the midst, light. Now, if you picture that, then now picture that one, just one mighty, mighty hand. A white hand is coming from somewhere from up above. And that mighty hand is holding that whole earth. That whole earth is now in that mighty white hand. But then that hand goes somewhere into that earth and is reaching and is going and is going and is just like satellite. When you zoom in on satellite, then first you see the country where you are. Then you see the city where you are. Then you see your street. Then you see your house. Then you see your room. And then you see just that mighty hand in front of you. And from that hand, there comes such a love, such a peace, such an authority, such a strength, such a joy. And now that hand, oh, so gently, is just going around your back. The thumb is over your waist. And he is now holding you. But he's not squeezing. But he's all around you. And now that light, that power, that presence, that glory, that joy is all around you. That is how God is with you. So when you now walk, when you go out, You still see and feel that presence. You still feel that mighty hand around you. Oh, you feel the Father's love. You feel it flowing through that hand. And it is going inside you. And it is giving you such a joy. It is giving you such an uplifting spirit. You can laugh. You can laugh. You see the problems. You see the things that you were afraid of. But they're becoming so small. They're becoming like ants on the floor. You can just step on them and squish them. Oh, because this mighty hand is upon you, because it is reaching all the way down from all the way up from heaven down to you, and it is holding you. It is not moving, it is not squeezing, but it has you secure. It has you secure. Oh, that is the love. That is the Father. That is the Almighty God. That is your King. That is the one that is holding you. And that is what it means that the Lord is with you. Oh, let us pray. Oh, Father, Lord Jehovah God, thank you. I thank you, Lord Jehovah God, for these precious ones, oh God, Father, that are listening today, oh God, Father, to this message, to this prayer, oh God, Father. Oh, because you have reached down from heaven, oh God. Father, even as I speak, as I pray, oh God, Father, you that your mighty hand, oh God, Father, comes down from heaven, oh God, Father, oh, to engulf this one, to hold this one, oh God, secure in its place, in the center of your will, in the palm of your hand, oh God, Father. Oh, that they will be empowered, that they will be empowered, they will be protected. They know they are loved. They know that they are covered. They know that they are blessed. They know that they are sanctified, that they are holy and acceptable unto you. Oh, that they are covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jehovah God, Father, that they are yours. Lord, that you own them, oh God. And as you own them, you protect them. You provide for them. You fight for them. Oh, Father, Lord, with your other hand, you wipe away, oh God, every tear. You wipe away, oh God, every obstacle. Oh, Father, Lord, Jehovah God, you make every crooked way straight. You elevate every valley, oh God. Oh, you make every hill to become low, and you make every mountain to move out of the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord Jehovah God, Father, this day, oh God, Father, Lord, is a day of salvation. It's a day of deliverance. It's a day of might and power. It's a day of glory, oh God, for your child, oh God, Father, has come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, Lord, they have found their empowerment. They have found you, oh God, Father. And truly it will be said of them, and they will know that the Lord is with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, so shall it be. So shall it be. We say, so shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, go and read the scripture. Memorize it, read that whole chapter, read it from up, and know your God. Know who has his hand around you. Nothing can stand against it. Hallelujah. You are more than conquerors. Your time of crying, your time of despair, your time of failure, your time of anything that is lack, is not of God, is over. It is over. Because you are empowered by him. Hallelujah. Bless you. Until next time. God bless.